Our girls' hockey team had their first game last Saturday at Mound West Tonka, tying the game at 4-4 in overtime. The Raiders were down 0-1 at the end of the first period, but came back to score three times in the second period to tie the game at 3 going into the third period. The game was tied at 4 going into overtime, with neither team scoring in those extra minutes, so the game ended tied at 4. They have their home opener today at 2 p.m. here at the Pepsi Arena against Moorhead, so we hope to see you all there. Gator Girls Swim and Dive are having a very impressive state showing this past week. After earning the Section 1A runner-up title, 7 athletes qualified individually for state in the 200 medley relay, 200 free relay, 200 IM, 100 fly, and the 500 free, so 5 events in total. Some events had preliminaries yesterday, and then today they will be having finals, so hopefully we have some more solidified scores for you guys next week. That's all for this week's Raider Sports Scoreboard. Keep tuning in to KYMN 95.1, The One, for more sports.
Man, I'm hungry.
When your hunger hits, head to Flaherty's Northfield Lanes and Games for their daily lunch specials. Mondays is their seasonal soup and salad. Tuesdays, take $2 off burgers. Wednesdays is 25% off pizzas. Thursdays, take $2 off fish and chips. And Fridays, feast on their half sandwich and cup of seasonal soups with happy hour from 11 to 6, Monday through Friday.
God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Head to Flaherty's Northfield Lanes and Games and satisfy your hunger. FlahertysNorthfieldLanes.com.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
When you're looking for the perfect place to celebrate life's biggest moments, look no further than Armory Square in Northfield. From weddings and groom's dinners to holiday parties, graduations, and anniversaries, they host it all in a stunning historic space that's as flexible as your imagination. With 2 in-house caterers and a full commercial kitchen, your planning will be easy and your experience will be unforgettable. Visit ArmorySquareNFLD.com and book your date today. Armory Square, where memories are made.
To the studio is head coach Jeff LaPanta and senior captain Ashlyn Conkett. Ashlyn, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
Good. What's going on? What'd you do today? Well, you said you got up early and started posting stuff on Instagram. And
yep, and then I had some fuel for our game tonight.
You had some fuel for
your yep.
game. So you had something to eat, basically.
Yes.
Are you going to eat again?
Yeah, probably a little pregame snack to fuel my legs.
What's your snack of choice before the game?
Maybe, like, just a quick little carb, like goldfish or something.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Is that your go-to, or did you do something a little different last year? Or?
I feel like it depends on what I'm feeling, what I'm craving. Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Saturday
feeling great.
Afternoon. You're a senior this year, captain. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And last year, you're the number 4 scorer on the team.
Yes.
And all 4 of you are back, so that's got to be exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. All 4 of us are back, and it's going to be a great season. So,
Jeff, congratulations. We talked earlier about your assignment, and congratulations and welcome. And you played West Honka, skated to a 4-4 tie. First game, different title. A lot of great players came back this year. We didn't lose a lot. And so what was your initial analysis of what this team's got this year?
Well, we kind of knew what we had going in. We were a pretty confident group. But having a nice road test like that against a quality team like Mount West Honka, or West Honka now, really helps set the stage. A lot more good than bad came out of it. We dug ourselves a little bit of a hole with penalties early in the game. But then once we settled in, you could really see kind of a vision of what we might be this year. So it was exciting.
Were they stupid penalties or were they aggressive penalties?
Well, for coaches, they're all stupid, right? Okay. No. They stick penalties. So they are discipline issues. So those are easy to clean up. You know, our first game, they already had a game under their belts. We might have been just a little hyped up. So sometimes you lose control of the sticks in key areas. So I think we had a couple high sticks and a cross check in the first period right away. Boom, boom, boom. Kind of puts you on your heels. Hard to settle into a game against a good team when you're chasing it like that. So we did get through the first period almost, and then they scored a goal on us with about 30 seconds left. So we had to regroup in the locker room, and I was really proud of our effort and the adjustments we made the rest of the way.
So, Ashlyn, what was your contribution on that game? Did you get any of those penalties?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good. Discipline. Love it.
Yes.
So what do you think? What was your analysis? We walk up. What do you think about obviously, before the game, you're all juiced up, ready to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
In between each period, are you thinking about anything in particular? Or are you just waiting for maybe the coach's instruction or something? What goes through your mind in between the periods?
Well, I kind of just think about what went well and what went wrong. And I think penalties was a main thing, like what Jeff said. And I also think it was just a little, like, first game jitters, too. So, and I think the second period and the third period in that game, we showed our potential there, and we got better, and we learned from our first period. So, yeah, normally I'm just thinking about what went well and what went not so well.
So you tied it up, right,
mm-hmm.
in the period? Right?
Yes.
And you went to overtime, you skated to a nil.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, tie's better than loss, right? But
yeah.
You always want the victory, don't you?
Yeah. It's kind of like, I don't know, ties are just kind of feel incomplete, but mm-hmm. I think it is way better than a loss for sure, and it was our first game, so.
Yeah. Pretty good about that.
Yeah, it's a good, mm-hmm. like I said, a good team. They're well coached. I've been friends from college with their coach. So I kind of have some insight into their program. And we've been playing them in the first game for 13 years because they're a quality Class A team. They've been in the state tournament several times. We look for them to probably be in their section final again this year. So you want to be tested early, which is good. We got another great test today. You don't want to play easy games early. You want to just dive in and see what you're made of. So that provided that for us.
So, Ashlyn, you were the fourth leading scorer last year for the team. Mm-hmm. What did you do in the offseason? Did you do anything in the offseason to maybe increase your stick handling ability or speed or accuracy? And what do you feel about your contribution to the team this year regarding your offensive?
Yeah, over the offseason, I mean, I always do a lot of stuff in the offseason. I had a lot of hockey. And then one hockey I really like is just, like, this individualized. It's, like, three girls, so yeah, we work on like skills, and I feel like that really helps me. And yeah, I think this year, well, I'm gonna be back better than ever, so yes.
What do you think? Is your speed up? You think your speed's good this year? You increase your speed at all across the ice, or what do you like to do? You like defense more or offense more?
Offense for sure.
Okay.
Yes.
You like to get out and run, huh?
Yes. Nice. Like to score some goals.
You don't like to smack people into the boards?
No.
No.
Well, really? I mean, yeah,
to.
But
you're not supposed to. But
but goal scoring, I think, is better. That's the best feeling. I think. Yes.
You know, Ashlyn has tons of skill, and she's going to score this year for us. But she does a lot of the things you don't see unless you're a deep hockey fan. She does a lot of things 200 feet for us that allow us to be successful. So she's a 200-foot player, understands how to play in every zone. Certainly look for her to score more in that department too, but she's a playmaker first, which you need. And just, again, has great attention to detail on the little things. She's one of the people that will be our glue in our locker room when we come in and we need to make adjustments, like we did at Mount West Honka, make adjustments between periods. We look to players like Ashlyn, the captain, leaders, and she's been through lots of wars to understand, to kind of distill what we're saying down to a few fine points and go out there and make it happen. So,
how many captains are there?
There's three other captains besides me. We have two C's and two A's.
Okay. I noticed that Malika, the former Raider and D1 St. Thomas player, is going to be on on the bench for you? She'd be on the bench all the time?
She is not going to be able to be on the bench, but she does take care of our goalies really well. That's kind of why we brought her on. That's her niche as a goaltender. So she works with our goalies on Wednesday mornings when she can, when she's not in class. Her first intention was to be at more events, but she kind of did a double major on us all of a sudden. She kind of had a change of path. So she's a very busy senior playing Division I college hockey at a high level, all that requires, and then chasing two majors. So she's going to be with us when she can, and mainly taking care of our goaltenders.
Is Brent going to be a part of that again? Because last year I know that Brent was a part of the goalie.
He helped a little bit with both the boys and girls programs, which was great to have his expertise around. He's unable to help this year. Yeah, he's taking care of a mom, elderly mom, that's needs some extra care up in the metro, and yeah, sure. Kind of transitioning out of coaching.
It sounds like you got Delaney Shimoda starting in net tonight.
We do.
This afternoon, I should say. Mm-hmm. Tell me how that all transpired. Obviously, last year you had a great goaltender as well, and you've had two back-to-back. You've had some really good goaltenders.
Multiples, yeah. We've been very fortunate to have multiple year starters, all collegiate players. Macy certainly could have played. We've talked about before college hockey. She was being looked at D1 and could have named her spot probably D3, but chose to go a different path. Yeah, so we've been very fortunate with goaltenders. Now we have two very capable goalies. They just don't have a lot of wear on the tires yet. They just got to get out and do it. So early on, they both know that they're both going to get equal chances. So Belle Torgerson started for us, senior goalie at West Tonka, and now it's Delaney's turn, and we'll kind of go back and forth for a while until we kind of settle into something. It'll all come out in the wash. The players kind of determine that. The coaches really don't need to make that decision. It's right in front of us, and it kind of happens. Yeah.
So you played Moorhead today, Ashlyn. So mm-hmm. What do you know about Moorhead? Did they show you film? What did they do when they prepped you for this game?
Yeah, all week we've just been preparing, and I mean, we played them last year. They're a good team. We lost 2-7, but they lost some girls, but they also have a lot of veterans. They'll still be good, and I think it'll be a good challenge for us. It'll be high tempo, which we need, so yeah.
I was going to ask you, do you consider your team, this Northfield Raiders team, to be one of speed or physicality?
I would say it depends on the player, but I'd say a bit of both. But I'd say we're all very disciplined and committed too. So
okay, interesting. So I mean, because in the past they've had, you're not supposed to legally check and whatever in girls hockey and whatnot. But in the past, it gets physical, especially when you start getting into the section plays and the state plays. There is some physicality out there. And what are you thinking on that? When you're coaching this team, are you coaching the physicality at all, or are you trying to coach more, more skill?
Well, you have to be able to play both ways, right? You're going to run into different times of the season, different opponents, and different times in a game where you're going to need to bring that either out, right? Certainly we want to be skilled and speed. We want to score goals, but you have to be able to win the battles along the walls. You have to be strong in front of both nets. And depending on what the refs are calling, the games change every night, right? They can turn into physical scrums, and you got to be able to win those games. Also, we think we're going to have really good specialty teams units this year, especially both our PK and our power play. So if it gets into the point where we can have discipline and another team is going to the box all night, we hope to take advantage of that too and wear people out with our power play.
So Moorhead, she said you played them last year, and they kind of...
They're a blue blood. They've been to state the last 2 years. Have been good for a long time. They have they're a really quality team. I watched them play Buffalo last night. They're top 10 preseason. I think they had them as number 8. All those preseason rankings are kind of meaningless. You got to let the season settle in. But no, we expect they're going to be a very good team. Got some returning scorers, like Ashlyn said. They've been to the state tournament. They know what it takes to win their section. Certainly that's their goals again. Last year was interesting. We went up there on a bus trip and half the team was sick.
Yes.
One of our top players, Mia, couldn't play. She was really sick. Delaney got her first start, which was great as a ninth grade goalie to face that environment. It was kind of fun. It was a packed house because right after us, Moorhead was playing St. Thomas boys hockey, number 1 against number 2 at the time. So it was a packed house, charged environment. It was great for Delaney to get out there. She acquitted herself very well. Game got away from us in the third period a little bit. We were shorthanded, and like I said, something happened on the bus on the way up, and we all were sick.
Yes.
So we look for a different outcome today. But we're going to be challenged. It's going to be a tough game, but this kind of opponents we like to play.
Right. I noticed that you guys always do kind of lead in. And it's not a conference game or anything, but
nope.
I know you guys like to schedule these games like this. to get things, to get the season going and get some really good competition in the middle of the season during the holidays and stuff like that. You like to throw in a couple of non-conference games against some people. And how important are these first two games when it comes to the mindset of the team?
Well, I mean, you'd like to get off to a fast start, but we just preach this. We think we're going to be a good team. We know we're going to be a good team in the end. So every game is just data. Right, we want to play good opponents so the data is meaningful. So it's going to reveal things about us, good, bad, and otherwise. And we just use that data to help us get better and keep marching towards our ultimate goal, which every year is to get to the section final. We've been there the last 4 years. Really doesn't matter what your record is going into the section final. Excuse me, Jimmy. You just want to get there, right? So like last year, 15-11-2 or whatever it was. It's not a real glamorous looking record, but we played really hard teams. We had lost a ton of scoring with A-list class leaving. And we did great. And we were right there at the end with a chance to be the best version of ourselves in February and have a chance to go to the state tournament.
Yeah, so, I mean, you come out of Moorhead, you go right into Mankato West, Owatonna, Albert Lee, and then back off to Orono and Lakeville South. So a lot of competition is good. It's always good to have competition, but then it's always good to see your team rise up and play. At an awesome level.
You would like a signature win, and beating ranked teams are kind of signature wins. They solidify your confidence, and because you've got some, like I said, you've got some data, and you've got some good data against good teams. Hey, we've done this before. But again, it's just win, lose, or draw today. It's not going to detract from what our ultimate goals are. We're just starting to build. We want to build the right way. We're not going to cheat the process. We got to give lots of players a chance to see what they can do and kind of see what our personality is going to be on the team. We're very patient with that. Every team has a different personality. You just got to let it play out and kind of see. And then you start drilling down more mid-season and say, okay, these are the things we do well. This is what's going to separate us. This is how we beat our section opponents like a Farmington.
Ashlyn, you're the senior captain. So what is your role as a captain? What do you bring to this team? What do you want to do as a captain this year?
I think just spreading a positive energy throughout our team and, like, during practices and games, just always hyping people up and then also leading by example, playing hard, and then people below me will play hard too.
So do you, when you're out and when you're practicing, because you're playing against each other, right?
Yes.
You get amped up a little bit and maybe get a little emotional, and do you get physical with your own teammates? Do you get crazy like that? Or
I mean, I feel like I'm pretty level-headed, but we do have some, like, battles, some competitions, but I think it's more fun, so...
Well, does anyone ever get ticked off at each other and start, you know, flapping the sticks or anything like that? Because, you know, I know it's practice, right? But in the reality, right, if you got to practice, right?
You got to practice hard. You have to push each other. We want them to be right at the limit of that, right? You don't want to get anybody hurt in practice, but they have to push each other. You know, it was a long week. We haven't played since Saturday, so sometimes you do get tired of going against the same people, right? So things can come out in the corners once in a while, the slash here, a cross-check there. That's okay.
So... he's been around for a while, so it's not like he's new. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He is the new head coach.
Yeah.
Has he done anything that you just can't stand on the ice? Like, is it anything that he's incorporated, you're like, oh, man, I hate that stuff. I can't stand that drill or whatever.
I can't say this in front of him. I'm just kidding. No, he's a great coach.
Well,
yes.
No, but, I mean, every time he blows the whistle, goes, all right, line up. You're like, oh, man, yeah. Is there anything that you do, any drill that you do that during the, you know, practice season that you just, would you're like, oh,
I mean, just conditioning, but I know it's good for me, so I just have to think for the future. This will be good for me when we're playing Farmington in the section final. Like,
there you go.
Yes, it'll pay off.
I always tell people to watch The Miracle. I don't know if you ever watched that. Have you watched that movie?
Yes, okay. Yes, of course.
The section where he is like one of you. You may not be the most skilled, but you will be the most conditioned team on the ice, if you remember. That mm-hmm. being conditioned so that you could take it right to mm-hmm. the end. Is there some philosophy behind that as well? And then do you encourage weight training above and beyond, or how do you do that? How do you do the weight training and the practice and everything without?
Yeah, it's not easy. You try to balance it, right? You got to read your athletes. You have an idea of what you think they can handle and what we need to get compared to our opponents, right? And what they're capable of. But you do have to read the athletes throughout the year, and we take some rest when we need to down the stretch. But they do weightlifting with Eric Manning over at the high school with ETS twice a week, Mondays and Wednesdays. Right now it's after practice. When we go to late practice and switch with the boys, they'll do it right after school. It's a quick lift, but the goal of that lift is to maintain their legs. It's not off-season training, but to lift enough that they're maintaining their legs and their endurance.
Okay, so they're not building.
No, they're trying to prevent injury, you know, and stay flexible, long, and strong, right? And So that's his job. I trust that we've hired good people there, and Eric's a great guy. And so take feedback from the coaches, what we're seeing on the ice with them too. So it's a team effort to get it right, because it is. It's all about getting your legs right at the right time, peaking at the right time. There's times when you're going to be a little heavy-legged. You just kind of eat that. You just have to. And our season's short and condensed. Sometimes you don't care what it looks like necessarily, style of play. You're just pushing. You got to push to build the base.
I was going to say, because really there wasn't a lot of practice time before that West Honka game, actually. So how did you feel coming out of that game? Did you feel good about your physicality and like how you're coming out of that game? Or do you think you maybe, a little more work?
I felt like my legs were good that game, too. I think Jeff prepared us well. So I felt like I was fine. But, yeah, I feel like just, like, pregame jitters at the start. But I think we wrapped it up well. And, like, I think everyone did pretty good. I feel like we were all ready for the first game.
Did you recover pretty well? I mean, you came right out of that game on Saturday. Did you wake up Sunday and said, let's go run 5 miles or something?
Maybe not 5 miles, but I felt pretty good, yes.
Any goal that you have or anything that you want to accomplish this year on ice?
I would say I just want to do better than last year, honestly. Like, just keep on improving. And before my college season, too, like, just want to get better and better.
But you're going to Scholastica, right?
Yeah.
And what are you going to study up there?
I don't fully know yet, but, I mean, I was talking to Jeff the other day about PT because they have a good PT program. Mm-hmm. But I think something, I like science. I think that's my best subject. So something in that field, yeah.
What drove you to Scholastica?
I really like Duluth up there. And they just got a new coach, and she's amazing. And then I met some of their team, and they're all super nice out of everyone I met. So
you will be skating?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, and they're a team on the rise, I think, in your conference?
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty... They just played River Falls, and I went to that game, and it was a pretty close game, and they're the national champions, so,
very nice.
Yes.
Oh, very good. So you're coming into a good program. Awesome.
Yes.
Okay, thanks for coming in this morning.
Of course.
I wish you the best of luck today.
Thank you.
I need a hat trick from you.
Okay. Right. Just for you.
All right, I'm going to wear a hat to the game today, and I want to throw it on the ice.
Okay.
All right. Just for me. Jeff, thanks for coming.
Jimmy, thanks for having us, as always.
We're going to talk a little bit. The game time is 2, so we'll be out there on the ice, and we'll be broadcasting live, of course, KYMN.
We'd love to have you.
And on KYMNradio.net, and we'll be streaming all over the country, so put on a good show today.
We love having you. Yeah. Great day for hockey.
Amen, brother. All right, well, thank you, and that is...
Northfield Hospital and Clinics is proud to provide your family with the best orthopedic care across the region. Our highly respected orthopedic team sees patients in Northfield, Faribault, Farmington, and Lakeville clinics. Whether it's an athletic injury or arthritis, joint pain or muscle strain, our orthopedic team can help. From sprains to total joint replacement, we've got you covered with a range of surgical and non-surgical options. Call 507-646-8900 to make an appointment.
Hi, I'm Adam Steffel, president of NCC Builders. Is your kitchen feeling cramped? Is your bathroom outdated? Or maybe your basement is just wasted space? At NCC Builders, we specialize in transforming homes to meet your needs, whether it's upgrading your kitchen, turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat, or converting your basement into a functional living space. We're here to bring your vision to life. Let's start planning your remodel or new build today. NCC Builders, transforming homes and building dreams. Visit nccbuilders.com.
This is Paul Ryland with Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers. You tend to hear a lot about our developments at Johnson Ryland, but you might be curious to know that a good one-third of our builds each year are off-site. We can build on your lot or help you find the ideal acreage lot, lakeshore, riverfront, or golf course location for your ideal next home. We start with site planning and then go to design and guide you through the whole process. If you can dream it, we can build it. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom homes meet your budget and your dreams.
New years bring new projects, and whether those projects involve graphic design, website creation, or banners for your business, the folks at By All Means Graphics and Graphic Mailbox are here to get your new year off to the right start. Our team will meet you where you are, from creating a concept to fine-tuning the designs that you already have, all with the top-notch service and smiles for which we are celebrated. With two convenient downtown locations, we can create, print, and produce anything from business cards to vinyl decals to signage. Need to ship? Whether it's across town or across the globe, we're the experts. Stop down at By All Means Graphics on Bridge Square or Graphic Mailbox in River Park Mall on Water Street, or go online at byallmeansgraphics.com and graphicmailbox.com. We look forward to helping you make this new year the best year ever. Your business is a vital piece of the Northfield area economy, and the economic health of the business community is vital to your business. Stay connected by becoming a member of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. They can help you forge relationships and partnerships that can take your business to the next level. Networking events are great opportunities to get your business in front of new people and make strong connections with other Northfield business owners. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce knows how important your business is to our economy, and they want to help you stay connected. Go to northfieldchamber.com, sign up, and take your business to the next level.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Hey, this is Mary Cutrafello. You're listening to KYMN Radio, 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, and KYMNRadio.net on the internet. The One from Northfield, Minnesota.
Welcome into our guests in our studios this morning, some senior football players. We've got Caden Oakland over here. Caden, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. JT Grotman, hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
All right. Got to ask, what the heck does JT stand for?
Jordan Thomas.
Nice. When, yep. when did they start calling you JT?
Right away. I think that was my parents' plan all along.
Yep. So did they say, if they scream Jordan Thomas, do you know you're in trouble?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And, of course, assistant coach, Bubba Sullivan. Bubba, welcome back to the program, but welcome back to the football. Welcome
you bet.
To the coaching staff again.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, so you was this kind of your choice, or was it Brent Yule's choice to kind of recruit you back? Did it just kind of fall into place? How did that work out?
Yeah, well, it's they had a guy that was going to be the offensive coordinator. And late in the spring last year, his wife ended up getting a job in Dallas. So they moved last minute. And so Brent and I chatted a little bit, and I said, sure, I could help out.
You
so
it was a little bit of room in your schedule.
Exactly. So it was a fun year to help out. We had some awesome seniors who we have here today, a couple of them, as you know.
Well, we know, JT, you set, like 10 different school records. I think did you tie or break the touchdown record? I can't.
Yeah, it was. I tied the career touchdown record. Yes, okay. But all the other ones I broke.
But he did break the single season touchdown.
Yes,
passes.
Okay, so he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So what was that 17?
21.
21.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice. Did you coming into the year any thoughts on all of that or anything like that, or did you know there was something special about this offense or something like that that was a little different than last year?
Yeah, I think we were pretty confident. We actually have a basketball coach who had the single season passing record, so we were kind of talking to him before, like we're looking to break it this year.
And so we're just messing with each other. A little
pretty bit. Much, yeah. And yeah, we were just confident going into the year, and I wasn't really thinking about it too much, but I knew that we were going to be good. I knew that we were going to be a good, steady offense.
And Caden, you played both sides, right?
Yes.
So, what, end or, I can't remember, was it the tackle or?
Yeah, defensive end and then tight end on offense.
Okay, all right, so offensive's kind of like that way. So, you played both, you never even left the field, did you?
No, basically not, no.
Literally, like, if you were on defense, it's like, okay, offense on, you just, whoops.
Yeah.
Just stepped around into the huddle, away you go. How was that? Did you play every snap? You didn't play every snap, did you?
Towards the last five games of the year, I played all the offensive and defensive snaps. Obviously, like kickoff, kick return, and punt I wasn't on, but like PAT I was on. So,
a little bit of everything.
Yep.
So I understand you're heading to South Dakota as a D1 recruit. Congratulations. Way to go.
Thank you.
When did that start happening?
It kind of started happening towards the end of last season. It definitely started spiraling upwards off-season January area last year. So ever since I got my first offer, then it started just piling up, and then I shut it down pretty early last April. Wanted to be a Jackrabbit.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I was going to say, so what was the deciding factor there?
Definitely the culture there, the environment. I went up to a game day visit, and then I went a couple more visits there, and it really just felt like home. And Kyan from a couple years ago went there and knew him, had that factor there, and I just loved everything about it.
Did they recruit you on the offensive side or the defensive
side? Defensive side.
Okay. So you're going to probably specialize up there more on the defensive side.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
You good with that?
Yeah.
Do you like playing defense more than offense, or it doesn't matter?
I would say I like to tackle guys more than get tackled a lot of times, so yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
JT, you're heading to Minnesota State.
Yep.
And I can tell, so what Bubba said was Mankato State, so I know that as soon as he said that, I'm like, okay, he's an old school guy right there. But so you're going to Minnesota, you're going to play baseball for them. And
yep.
It's a D2 program down there, but what do you know about their baseball program down there?
It's very elite. It's one of the best D2s around. Very good season last year, and you know I love to go in there because I love to win, and I think I'd fit in well there.
When did you decide to do that?
That was probably about a month ago, honestly. So it was pretty soon ago. But I've been talking to him for a while, and you know I kind of was like, all right, once your day is open for, I can come for a visit. Went for a visit, and I just loved it there. It just felt right, honestly, for me.
So you're obviously both seniors, so. You've got a plan. You guys already got a plan ahead of you. So I mean, that's gotta kind of feel good about, right, Caden? Getting that back behind you a little bit.
Yeah, definitely feels a little weight off the chest.
So now you're kind of enjoying you're gonna enjoy your senior year a little bit differently, a little bit better. Or?
I mean, definitely gonna enjoy it, but definitely not taking anything for granted. Like I'm definitely gonna miss being here, but knowing that I have a future ahead is definitely also like good to know.
And both you guys. Going to be on the basketball squad, right?
Yeah.
So you went from football right into the basketball season. We have you're doing captain's practice, so you guys are out there working on it. What do you guys do, JT, during captain's practices? What do you do differently that maybe when Matt gets a hold of you is a little bit different? Are you just out there scrimmaging?
We just scrimmage. We, you know, get into teams and just scrimmage. It's fun. It's really competitive. Guys are chirping each other, but at the end, it's always fun. And once we get into real practice, it'll be more drills, more, you know, figuring stuff out. Probably going to be a little bit harder, honestly. But, captain's practice, I like them. They're chill. They're fun. It's a good way to transition from football into basketball season.
Caden, are you do you guys try to stay in shape, or do you cut back on that? I mean, football's pretty, you know, it's a little bit of different type of muscles and different things that you're working on and different things like that. So when you transition into basketball, do your muscles kind of hurt a little bit more? Like, it's like you maybe haven't used them in a year or so, or how does that work? And are you doing anything during captain's practice for that?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot different. Like, we actually have this thing, we call it boot camp, and before school for like 2 weeks, other than those Wednesdays, we go in early, and we've had a great showing. There's 25 guys probably in each one so far, and basically a bunch of running down and backs, burpees, all that fun stuff, I guess.
Fun
yeah.
Stuff. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Fun. Yeah, that's always fun stuff, the old burpees. Well, we came in to actually kind of talk about the football season, but what the heck? I mean, we got to get to know these fellows too, right?
Exactly, for sure. Yeah.
So let's talk about that. Overall season, you went in that section playoff game there. What kind of transpired in that final game there?
Yeah, well, first of all, it was a great year. Really, really nice year. I thought we probably won most of the games we should have, with maybe an exception or two, but really good regular season. And of course, the first Owatonna playoff game was a huge memory for these guys, and it's a great comeback, and really one of the most exciting.
You had played them like 3 weeks before that or something and dominated them at homecoming, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you had to feel pretty good, Caden, going into that game, but they shocked you somehow. Something happened, they got up on you, and then you guys had to fight back to get there. What all transpired, do you think, in that game a little bit?
We definitely met some adversity that game. We had some guys go down with injury. We had a guy missing the game that was a huge impact guy for us. So that definitely took a toll on us. But at the end of the day, we had great leadership all in all. And I think we just had the will to go win that.
Right. JT, of course, you had to kind of pull some rabbits out of your hat there in the end of the game as well. So was that a coaching instruction? Was that you just kind of figuring things out, or – What do you think was the main key to getting back in that game?
It was just going out there and just being confident. I think even when we were down, I was like, well, we've done this before with Mayo. We didn't end up winning the game, but we've got the onside kicks. I know we have a good kicker to get us an onside kick. So we just went down, scored. It was crazy. Then you get the onside kick. Everyone was going kind of crazy. I'm like, all right, we still got to go execute, right? We still got to go down the field. We still got to get 40 yards to go score, and I think we did a really good job. Me and Ben, we had a few good throws that drive, and then the touchdown. They pretty much double teamed him too. I think that's just kind of a connection we had. We've been throwing a lot during practice. Those throws, honestly, that exact same route, and it was really fun.
JT being a one way player, and Ben Iams being a one way player, really gives us a chance in practice when the practice focuses on defense. I get to steal JT and Ben, and they get to really work on a lot of throws, and that shows up. The other thing is, like, when we run 2-minute offense, we put a lot of it on our quarterback. When the clock has stopped, coaches help out. We call a play or whatever, but when the clock's running, it's all the quarterback's got to run the show and call the next play. And JT's a smart athlete, and he just does a great job of that, and he did all year. Yeah.
So I got it. Who is this kicker? I mean, this dude, what one game he did it twice in a row.
Yep.
What the heck was that all about? What's this guy got in his toe? Anything? He got gold in the foot there, Caden, or what's going on? I mean, that's unbelievable. Was it just the 3 times this year? Did he do it more than that?
He was 3 for 3 on onside kicks.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
But you're not on that. You're not on that kickoff team.
No, we had our onside team go out, so it was basically a lot of the main guys out there just go try to get the ball. Like, I know Ben's out there, he got 2 of them, so
crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
The guy did you tried it 3 times and you were successful 3 times?
Yep. I've the game earlier in the year against Mayo where we got 2 of them back to back. I've been coaching for a long time, as you know, right, 30 plus years, and I've never seen
right.
a team get 2 onside kicks back to back, and the kicks were perfect. His second kick was better than his first one.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And then that, of course, helped you propel over Owatonna.
Yeah, that was big. And, the Owatonna game, like I said, was awesome comeback. Owatonna, we could see that Owatonna had gotten better and better. They were really playing their best football at the end. And to beat a team like Owatonna twice, who's really well coached, we knew was going to be a tough battle. So the fact that we were able to come back at the end was fantastic.
Yep, and then you moved on.
Yep.
And
so
kind of ran into a buzzsaw.
Yeah, Mayo, we had some ways similar to the game earlier, but not with the scoring. Mayo really in the first game really had us down 42-21 before we made our big comeback at the end of that. They're a very good team, and kind of the same thing. They although this time we were ahead 7-0 most of the first half, right? And then I think it was 7-7 at halftime, and then they were able to put in another score on the board, and then we had a couple chances in the second half, but we just didn't finish. And but they're a good team. That was a team that had just come off of playing a 6A schedule the year before, so they were formidable.
Yeah,
JT, you've been playing quarterback for a little bit, and what are you going to take away not only from this year but maybe from your high school career that you would say kind of stands out for you?
It's probably the memories. Honestly, football. People talk about, I regret playing football. I think you really should. It's really fun. Even the practices aren't that hard. They're really not. it's more fun. You just go hang out with your friends, and I mean, sometimes it's tough, right? But and then the games, like especially the Owatonna game, like that's something that's I'm always gonna have with me. Like that feeling, that was just so cool, so special. It's just awesome.
And of course, you've got basketball and baseball still to come. So yeah, got some good memories coming up there as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to basketball. Hopefully, shot at state. I think we have a pretty good shot if we execute. So that's gonna be fun.
And for you, Caden, what's some of the memories that you'll take away from your high school career as a football player?
Yeah, definitely that Owatonna game. I don't think I'll ever forget that one. I think it was it's been a long time since we beat him in general, and then especially in a playoff game. But, you know, I'm going to miss being out there every practice going at each other, and whether it's just the little stuff of going against each other and giving us a little crap one another, and at the end of the day, knowing we're just got that brotherhood and we can trust that the next day is going to be even better.
Right on. So, when did you feel that you wanted to play football and keep playing football? And when did you kind of have an idea that maybe you wanted to play college after high school and things like that?
I think definitely the middle of my junior season, I'm like, all right, I got the hang of this now. Like I'm like sophomore year, I was playing a little bit of varsity, and I got to my junior year and I took a big step forward on playing time wise. So I really just fell in love with the game then. And I was like, all right, I want to do this.
So then how about from a physicality standpoint? I mean, were you always tall and bigger than a lot of guys or stronger or anything like that? Or was it, did it take a while to, you know, kind of work into your body, if you will? You know what I mean? You become, as your physical strength grows, right, that's how you grow into that position kind of. Did you always, like, want to play defense? Or were you a quarterback when you were a young kid? Or
I actually used to be a running back until sophomore year, so I was a running back till then, and then I was a receiver as a sophomore, and then and as a junior. I was never a defensive end until this year. I was always like an outside linebacker. So I've always been a taller kid, but I was kind of a more of a skinnier end kid until I've recently put on a lot of weight and muscle.
Right, and that kind of made you a little more dominant coming out of the edge there a little bit.
Definitely.
JT, you been quarterback your whole life, or what's up with that?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, last year I played safety too. Last year, started safety, and I also played some receiver when I wasn't playing quarterback. But yeah, growing up, I think I've always been a quarterback and tackle football, and yeah, that's what I've liked to do. I've been pretty good at it.
Nice.
Yep.
So what do you got coming up next year, Bubba?
Well, I was just counting. We're losing 20 seniors.
Oy.
So, yep, a good group of...
Are you guys going to have a party yet, or you already do that? You already have it after the end of the season?
Nah, we haven't had a banquet yet, no.
No.
This week, I think.
Yeah. So, 20 seniors, good group, right? Really nice group. These guys are representative of that group, some excellent talent, and then some great program kids that have been dedicated and playing tackle football in Northfield since they were on the white, blue, red, or yellow team in sixth grade. What team were you on?
Gold, yellow.
Yeah, I was on the white team.
So, but there's a good group. The juniors, I think, have there's a nice group of guys coming back. There's some talent there. You add in, you know, we had three sophomores starting this year. So, you know, there's some help in that group. So I think those two classes will meld together fairly well. So I even though we've losing a bunch of good guys, the cupboard won't be bare.
Right.
Yeah.
So JT, if you're a coach right now, looking at next year, what's your thoughts on that team?
I think they'll be pretty good. You know, I've talked to guys about it. They got a lot of players. I think they'll be decently deep. The line, we've got a few good guys coming back, and then some sophomores who we think we just talked about there can help out a lot. And then their defense, I think that'll be fine. Honestly, I think they'll be pretty good.
I was going to say, Caden, you're more of a defensive-minded kind of guy. Looking at those young guys that are behind you, a lot of them, I mean, you probably played with a lot of them, right? So there might have been 20 seniors, but there wasn't like 20 seniors on the football field at all times. So when you look at the defense for the Raiders next year, what's your thoughts?
They definitely return a lot. I'd say secondaries, like they return a lot of secondary guys and linebackers for sure. They got Tyler Holes, defensive end. He's returning. He'll have a big role this year. He's a kid very similar to my kind of build as a junior, so I can definitely see he's a hardworking kid taking a big step next year. So I think they'll have a pretty solid defensive unit next year.
Very nice. Well, appreciate you guys coming in today.
You bet.
What are you going to do today now?
Enjoy the weather.
That's a good idea.
I was going to mention, I didn't butt in, but JT also has a little family connection to Mankato State baseball, right? Yeah. JT, you want to quick mention that?
Yeah, my grandpa, he went to Mankato, played baseball, and so did my dad.
Oh, so, very nice.
Yep, third generation.
All of them played baseball?
Yep, both of them did.
Any of them go on, or?
Nope.
Never made it on the
road? No.
That's good. You know, something to do, though, right?
Yeah, right. I know.
So what's your thoughts about that? If you're gonna, are you hoping to maybe have an outstanding college career and maybe get a nod, shake? I mean, is it in your dreams? Is it in your thoughts? Are you working on it, or are you just kind of thinking, yeah, that's a pipe dream?
I mean, definitely, I think maybe play baseball on the next level. That would be awesome. Mankato's a school that does happen probably every year. That's how good of a team it is, how good of a place it is. But honestly, yes, that would be the dream, but I'm not only sold in on that. I think Mankato would just be a good school for me, too, just to get my education, right? If I say they're all 4 years, that's perfectly fine with me.
Figured out. You figured there's no NIL money in Minnesota State or Mankato, is there?
I honestly there might be. I'm not sure though.
Okay,
they have to figure that out.
You haven't got that contract. D1. There's NIL in D1. You gonna get some of that?
They don't typically give it to a lot of freshmen. They do have NIL there. They opted into the new NCAA rule about that. I don't know too much about that because that wasn't a huge thing for me going there. It's more about the people there and environment. So yeah.
Yeah, but that's probably a possibility somewhere down the road. So same thing, same question. You dream? Do you dream about it? Do you dream about, you know, suiting up in the Vikings uniform or something like that? Or?
Yeah, it's definitely been a goal of mine since I was younger. Like, obviously, if I got the opportunity, and I think I could definitely be there one day, but it's going to take a lot of work, and obviously nothing set in stone, but that's definitely my dream.
But you're gonna keep working for it.
Yep, for sure.
That's all you can do, right? All right, well... Anything else? Anything else I need to know? Is there any fundraisers? Anything going on? Anything fun other than they're going to have their senior banquet?
Yeah, we got the banquet coming up in another week, and that'll kind of wrap up the season. And then
is that
the,
kind of like just the parents and the
parents
and
athletes? Yep, parents and athletes, and it's a awards night. It's not a big. We don't do a big meal in football, but it's a nice night, and seniors certainly are front and center and get celebrated there. So that'll be nice. And then they're off there. Well, they're going to be off on Monday to their next winter sport, and we really encourage that. We want our football guys to play multiple sports, two, three sports here in Northfield. We need that, right? We need guys to play multiple sports. We need our good athletes to play, and so it'd be fun to watch them and their buddies play hockey and wrestle and swim, do the things they do in the winter.
Right.
So,
yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Bubba.
You bet.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
JT, good luck to you. Thanks for being in here. Good luck on the basketball courts and the baseball field this year, and good luck in Mankato.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Caden, of course, thank you again. Good luck on the basketball. Are you a track guy, too?
Yeah, I'm in track and field, yes.
What are you doing in the track?
Primary sprints. This year I was going to maybe try throws for sure, yeah.
Very nice. Well, cool. Well, congratulations on an outstanding high school career. Good luck out there in South Dakota.
Thank you.
Go Jackrabbits.
Yep.
Right on. Thank you very much. All right, we'll take a break.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. We at Benjamin Bus are proud of the accomplishments of the Northfield Raiders and wish all of the Raider student athletes a safe and successful season.
Hi, I'm Greg Evans, President and Chief Executive Officer at Merchants Bank. This year, Merchants is honored to celebrate 150 years of uninterrupted service as a community bank. It's a milestone that speaks to our stability and strength as an independent local bank. It's a source of great pride, and we wouldn't still be here without you. Thank you to our friends, neighbors, local businesses, and loyal supporters who have trusted us as a financial partner. We're proud to have helped fulfill thousands of hopes and dreams since 1875.
Caitlin here from Just Food Co-op, your community-owned grocery store in Northfield. Here at Just Food Co-op, we sell the best produce, local meats, eggs, and dairy products. In addition to healthy food, we also have the highest quality fish oils, vitamins, supplements, and natural body care for you and your family. You are welcome at Just Food Co-op, open every day, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Water Street in downtown Northfield. Everyone can shop, anyone can join.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Do you want to save money and improve your home's energy efficiency? You can with the City of Northfield's Energy Efficiency Rebate Program. The city is matching 50% of XL Energy's rebate, up to $2,500 for qualifying home upgrades. Eligible projects include energy-efficient furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, insulation, heat pumps, and air sealing. Apply today at northfieldmn.gov/rebates. That's northfieldmn.gov/rebates to save money and improve your energy efficiency.
Every day is a fun day at Flaherty's Northfield Lanes and Games. Happy hour from 11 to 6 Monday through Friday with daily lunch specials, leagues, and open bowling for all ages 7 days a week. Cornhole tournaments, kids bowling, and birthday parties with the best arcade within miles. And banquet and holiday parties in their VIP room. It's all at Flaherty's Northfield Lanes and Games. Even the name spells fun. FlahertysNorthfieldLanes.com.
95.1. The One.
mama, that's all right for you.